This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 2, Episode 18. Assalamu alaikum, Productive Muslims. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mifra Maruf, and I'm here with Day 18 of the pre-Ramadan boot camp. So in today's lesson, I'm going to be speaking about Ramadan projects. Pretty much something that you'll start and finish during the month of Ramadan that'll make your Ramadan more memorable. To give you an example, some Ramadan back when, this was when I was a teenager, so much younger, I decided to read the entire Quran in translation because all that time I was able to read it in Arabic, but I didn't know what it meant. And so that Ramadan, I decided to go through it. And I must say that that experience was very profound because it really opened my eyes to the Quran and its meaning, and it just increased my love for it. Since that Ramadan, I really wanted to learn more about the Quran and even want to learn more Arabic. So that Ramadan was very memorable as a result of that project.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Muhammad Faris, founder of ProductiveMuslim.com. At Productive Muslim, our mission is to inspire the Ummah to be productive again. And one way we're doing this is through our online courses and webinars that are hosted on ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com. This platform is a personal development platform for Muslims worldwide. It combines faith and science to overcome some of our practical personal development challenges, whether it's waking up early in the morning or overcoming stress or difficulties in life. And for Ramadan, we have three special courses just for Ramadan on the platform. One is pre-Ramadan called the Ramadan Bootcamp. One is during Ramadan called Productive Ramadan Course. And one is post-Ramadan called Post-Ramadan Leap. So make most of this platform. Join us today at ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com and be part of this personal development journey with us. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
So now I ask you, what can be your Ramadan project? It can be a spiritual project like my example, or another thing like I'll read Juz Amma with Tafsir. Or it can be a physical project like I am not going to eat processed foods during Ramadan, or I'm not going to drink any soft drinks if that's your weak point and you want to change that. Or it can even be a social project. Like, for example, I'm going to contact all my friends and social network and save up money to build a well for a place overseas. So that is also a social project that you can do. So these are just some examples. I want you to think about this and come up with your own project that can make Ramadan this special. So again, it doesn't have to be big. It just has to be meaningful. So once you've thought of that special project, ask yourself, what's the first action I need to do in order to make this project a reality? Just that first step. Once you got that, do share with us what you come up with, what your special project is, and what your first step is. You can do so by going over to the show notes of this episode, productivemuslimpodcast.com/S2E18. And while you're at it, let us know how your three challenges went. So that's all from me today. I'll speak to you all again tomorrow with day 19. Until then, work hard and be sincere.